Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, hello everyone, and thank you for tuning in to LiveParanormal.com's Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio Show. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I will be one of the hosts this evening. The other host is Rob, the owner of the joint. Let me go ahead and bring him over. Hello.
Good evening.
Well, hello.
I just thought I'd give it away. Interesting. So bring something new in.
Right. That's different. That's different.
It was. I swear.
Totally.
What, 10 years? In 10 years, I've never said good evening.
Right, right. So that was weird. That was weird.
Kind of creepy. Was it creepy? Because I tried to be creepy.
No, you were just weird. Sorry.
Weird. Darn. So I got to come up with something better for next week to be weird and creepy.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're going to have to do something. You're going to top that. Sorry.
Right,
nice try,
there.
Though.
Thank you.
Nice try. Anytime.
I am appreciative of the nice try comment. So.
Yeah, you know. I give the truth when it's there, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think you've called me weird once or 100 times before, so that's not a good comment.
Weird and weirdo are two different things.
You also said weirdest. I've also heard you're the weirdest.
Well, yeah, with probably two letters to explain the level of weirdness, but yeah.
Right.
Mhm.
Mother effing
right.
Weirdo, I think you said a couple times too, but anyway.
Yes, that was exactly the two letters I was looking for, so you hit it right on the head. Look, if we were playing one of those game shows, like you would have got a point.
Yeah, if it was something that they would ask you, and then you write it down on a card. And later on, I'm going to be like, hey,
and then
she
would
said,
ask you, and
mother effing weirdo. Yeah.
And I'd be like, ding, 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 yay. We would have had points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
That would have been
so we'll keep
that
in mind.
Be fun.
If
I want to play this. I want to play something.
If we ever play that game, remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Anyway.
So I'd probably be like,
no.
Yeah. It'll be some totally different one.
Right. We have a pretty good show. I think. Yeah, we have.
Say you already know. Psychic.
I don't know. It's really good. We can go if it sucks. We can just go back and take that comment out. Like, yeah, I don't know. I can dub over it. Was so.
Wow.
Right.
Well, then.
It wasn't one of our best. I don't know. I'm firing at different cylinders today than usual, so we'll see how that
pans
out for the production. But
yeah.
I think we're going back to our conversation, which happened a week ago, and it seemed as if, I don't know, I think maybe I've just had a long 7 days, but it seems like we haven't been on air in a long, long time, but we were just on air 7 days ago. So,
but it doesn't feel like it.
No, it feels like it was like 1925. I don't know where I came up with that number.
Yeah,
but
I know. I faintly remember the last time, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, since we're in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about...
That's
like,
pretty much what it feels like, yeah. Feels like it was really long.
Visiting a speakeasy, right.
Right. Of course.
Right, which we probably have. We have visited many speakeasies, so I don't know
yes.
if it's actually in our... I think
I
we've
believe
been to
I
a
might have even done
speakeasies.
A show in one. So
I don't recall that. But I know
I don't know. I mean, anything's possible. Who knows? I've been to one, yeah.
I know we've been
Who
to
knows?
Many.
No, I
do know, because it was in the chart of things it was, so. And I hope you don't ask me because I'm just totally making it up. But no,
okay.
Actually, I think there was a span. There was a span for like 3 or 4 investigations that like Speakeasy was in it.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. No, I am.
Pretty sure you're not making that one up.
No, but I don't recall off. But there was that one time in 2015 where we had like 11 locations in like 4 weeks, or 12 locations. Mm-hmm. And we had some kind of crazy number going on.
Oh, whatever.
So
that's nothing. That's
no,
nothing.
That was for me.
For you.
The rest of
for you,
on your
man.
Trips, I line up and you go, yeah. Don't today. I feel as old as dirt. I was trying to think of something older than dirt. But I couldn't come up with it. They need to come up with a new saying that's older than dirt. I don't know. Dirt,
yeah.
Dirt.
I don't know what they come up with. Dirt,
super
dirt.
Dirt. old dirt.
I don't
dirt.
Know.
But anyway,
pretty old dirt.
You know,
ancient
going,
dirt.
Right. Sand.
We could do this for hours. We better stop.
Right. We're trailing into an area that's quite well known,
idiocy. That's where we're going.
It's not appreciated by the listeners. Like I said, it's quite well known, but not appreciated by the listeners. But we can go back and we have a guest, Rob Hernandez, and kind of worked out. And we'll lay it out. How it all worked out, where we had talked to Rob maybe a month and a half, 2 months ago, and you know we invited him to our event, and you know, real nice guy, and he was going to be at the same place, Mansfield, that we were going to be in, and our cameraman, we ended up with a couple dropping out due to family stuff, and we needed a camera guy, and he stepped up and was like, yeah, I'd love to do it. Love to come help you out. And we're like, we'd love to have you. Obviously we called and asked him. So I was, you know, that's an indicator that we were interested.
Right.
That's usually how that works out.
That's fine. Usually.
Right. Well, because, you know, we like to have a seasoned investigator and someone who knows what they're doing as part of our crew, because our cameraman is intertwined into our production. So we were heading back to Mansfield, Reformatory, to wrap up a couple extra areas that we didn't hit when we filmed the pilot for Breaking Darkness, because we have to get our production together to send out to a couple key people over the next 30 days. And you know, he was like, yeah, I'd love to do it, team player. And, you know, that's what's cool about all the people we picked for our Breaking Darkness. They're all team players. And you know, special shout out to Steve Dunn, who also came out and you know helped out. And, you know, Rob's friend Eric, who was, I think, drug along to come. And you know, everyone had fun, and everyone was a great group of people. And you know, we got some investigating in. And it all started with Rob building us a box to use. And we were just supposed to meet him at some point, pick it up, but it turned out he ended up being part of the production. So I want, you know, we're going to introduce Rob, and hopefully he'll talk about his box and stuff he has going on, including, I believe we've suckered him in. I guess that's not a great way to.
Wow. I was going to say, should I bring him in now or should I wait till after that suckered in comment?
Not that he can't join the whole live paranormal crew with hosting a radio show. So, you know, I guess we'll
join the crazy family.
Yeah, he's probably hung up.
If he's still there, let me see.
Yeah,
he might have ran away.
So let's bring him on now.
Yeah. Rob?
Hello. Yeah, I didn't run away yet.
No,
okay,
you guys didn't scare me away yet.
Thank God.
You can tell the... Well, we appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate your work at the Ohio State Reformatory on Breaking Darkness. And it was kind of a cool night because we got a chance to go back to Ohio State Reformatory and shore up some loose ends, but also stream live. So we were giving the viewers a live look at the madness that goes on to trying to film even one segment, you know, and all of our equipment and a lot of cool stuff. And we actually got a lot of evidence, and I still haven't had the chance, just due to some personal reasons, I haven't got the time to go through our evidence yet. And I spent maybe 15 minutes going through it. And in that 15 minutes, we have a lot of quality evidence. You know, I had a couple of points that I wanted to go back and look at. And I was like, hey, I think this was interesting. And when I went back and looked at it, there was really good stuff. And then there was also one where we had a ghost box session that I think was fantastic. We talked about it last week where we got, you know, I asked who is the current president of the United States, and it within 1 second, it answered Trump. And I thought that was pretty cool. And then it mimicked Nicole's laugh twice. And, you know, that's some good material. So we'll probably release that. I wanted to release it before today, but, you know, I got tied up doing other things and, you know, with some personal stuff, and I just kind of took some time to myself. So I did not, but we can release that this week, and, you know, that should, I think it's worth it. So once again, thanks for, you know, coming out, and yeah, I guess that's a starter. Thanks for, you know, joining the crew and helping us out at Ohio State Reformatory a couple weekends ago.
No, it was my pleasure. I mean, you know, Nikki and I have known each other online for, what, a couple of years now? And just getting the pleasure
of
finally
meet you.
Meeting was amazing.
Yes, it was awesome.
No, I mean, the whole filming thing was, it was kind of a trip how everything just came about. But that night of investigating or just filming, like you said, Rob, I mean, just some of the evidence that we were able to capture was just incredible. I was going through some of the video and some of my audio and just some direct responses. And when we were in the in James's cell, the inmate that burned set himself on fire, and committed James Lockhart. You know, during that session, I pulled up my recorder and started playing something. Eric and I did something the night before, and I got a male voice saying, "Where's Eric?" As soon as I turned on my recorder, it was amazing. But then, you know, like you mentioned, Steve shared some evidence with that he captured on his recorder, and God, it was just amazing. So there's still a lot more that I still have to go through. So, you know, and, you know, I mean, if we can, yeah, we will release that, you know, hopefully soon.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So I guess what got us to, or got me interested in your work was your ghost box. So why don't you give us the rundown on that?
Okay, so, you know, I mean, there was some things that, you know, got me interested in building a box. You know, a few years ago, I came up with an idea, and I sat on it for a while because not knowing, you know, if I really wanted to do something like that just because there's a lot of people doing it. But so I just finally just said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I built a box, and the first day I took it out on a kind of like an investigation with a few friends. We were getting a lot of direct responses to a lot of the things that we were doing. Not only myself, but a couple other people were getting direct responses to them. Their names were being called out. It was just amazing. So I said, you know what, I'm on to something. I was using a little bit different type of hardware that hasn't been used in the past. You know, a lot of things were used years and years ago as prototypes and as experiments, and I implemented those into my box, and it seems to be working. So, yeah, and I built a few others for people, and, you know, that's what got me started on that.
That's awesome.
And I believe we actually used your box to get that response to Trump. So
it'll be
cool because we can use, you know, Breaking Darkness meets, you know, your box and kind of make a cool video about that. So
And I think just with the whole Breaking Darkness, behind the scenes footage is going to be amazing. That's something that, you know, we've talked about possibly doing. So I just think sharing that with all the users out there, you know, people that did turn into the live broadcast, you know, we're getting a lot of people hearing a lot of the things that we're experiencing. So that was amazing to share that experience with users out there.
Well, I mean,
definitely.
Where else do they get to go and see, you know, live a production being shot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say
exactly. Right.
You know, so, you know, we try to offer it. You know, like I mentioned last week, it wasn't, there might have been some matrixing, or there might have been, it might have been pixelated, but there might have been, you know, we couldn't have the cameraman right on top of us because it would look kind of weird in our production to have a cameraman shooting live stream, you know, during our you know, our thing. And there were some parts we didn't live stream because, you know, we can't have everything already revealed, you know, so, but we gave a pretty in-depth look at what we were doing. And, you know, I think we, obviously when we're streaming for a production, we can't interact all the time with the live stream, but I think it was pretty original to actually sit there and live stream during portions of our production and portions of our bonus footage. So, you know, I think it went over pretty well.
I totally agree. And I mean, how many productions have a live stream going while you're filming for a production? I mean, that doesn't happen very often. So,
no.
I mean, that was propped out for you, Rob, for coming up with, and you and Nikki, for coming up with that idea and said, hey, you know what, during this production, let's live stream it. That was amazing.
Well, that's the beauty of having Live Paranormal Productions as the production company for the, you know, the whole thing. So, you know, Breaking Darkness, you know, how that came about is, you know, we've been contacted by endless amount of people and done endless amount of interviews and sizzle reels. And there's just, you'd hate to get to the point where, you know, some of these shows, even after reading them and they were very interested, you know, this was even 5-6 years ago, people were contacting me, and it's just like, One show in particular, it ended up, I think one episode into it, it ended up going, moved to like 6 p.m. You know, they hated it. And then it fizzled out and got six total episodes. You know, and I think those, once you get something in that nature, you end up, your last hope is, you know, you join the convention circuit and, you know, try to live as long as you can on a convention circuit. You know, once you get a show that stinks, then I think you have a lot of trouble. You're done.
Yep.
It's like a one and done type thing. There's no second chances when it comes to reality TV. Like, let's give this guy another chance. He just bombed. You know, I don't think that. So, you know, what we're doing with the Live Paranormal production, Nicole and I, she actually came up with a lot of the concept part based on, you know, different things when we were just brainstorming, and we really felt confident in it. So we're like, all right, let's self-fund it. Let's get people who we think are, you know, the best people and best people who fit in this and fit the demographics. And, you know, it was where we brought a bunch of different egos in, you know, and I would openly say that each of the people in their own mind, you know, is important. And then some people have egos, but in our production, everyone put their egos and put their importance aside, and we got, you know, just a great family team atmosphere with a bunch of people, which is really bizarre. And that was the one comment that everyone made. You're like, oh my God, we can't believe everyone works so well together. Not saying that everyone was like a diva, but it's just, you know, when you bring that many people in it, you think there'd be like one or two loose cannons, but, you know, it was not. Everyone was just there trying to make the best production possible. And it carried over even to our secondary filming the weekend that you were there. So, you know, I think that it's a great production. It's great people, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Right. No, same here. And I mean, and I'm not blowing smoke. I mean, people that do know me, they know I speak the truth. And you know, and when I came into, you know, to help out, you know, meeting you guys for the first time, meeting Steve for the first time, but even though him and I were like going crazy because it seemed like we'd known each other for so long. But you
weird.
Come to find out that was the first time that we've ever met, but it was like, we were all like, we all got along so well and just clicked. And, you know, when you're part of a production or you're part of a filming or film crew, you know, sometimes just, you know, you get people in the production that just aren't jiving. But we knew
right.
where to be. We knew where to stand. We knew where to, you know, where our positions needed to be. And we just all clicked. It was just, wow, this is amazing. So,
could,
and like I said, I mean,
been,
I'm speaking from the truth.
But it was, you know, it, or it could have been the fact that when I talked to each person and I told them that, hey, we're, you know, I basically laid it out like one of, you know, the majority of our guys, and we kind of, you know, brought some diversity into it with, you know, I'm like it was a 50-year-old white guy. I'm like, look, I'm going to be able to find another 50-year-old white guy to replace you. And he was like, you're right. You know, I think maybe I put them all on their line. I think that's what really happened.
Right.
No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. Just, you know, cause,
no, but it was funny. And there was a point to where, you know, Steve was crawling up on the floor and, you know, him and I were communicating behind the camera and just, you know, just our hand gestures. We already knew what each of us needed to do. So it was just like, it was just weird like that. So I was just like, wow, this is amazing. I've never worked
well,
with people like this. So it's just cool.
Well, and it's cool because, like, if, you know, we come out and do another episode and we bring, you know, you along and, you know, even maybe Steve or we'll figure that part, you know, how many people we need. But it seems like our camera crew is on point. You know, we have a couple guys
mm-hmm.
that did an amazing job during the initial filming. We had a couple guys that did a lousy job. I'm not going to name who is who, but if they're listening, they know. And, you know.
Damn. Okay.
We actually had one camera that was just all crotch shots. I'm like, who the hell shot this?
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
straight
yeah.
crotch shots.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying if it's a man
can't
or a lady, but he put it down on a bench the entire time and just sat and filmed crotch shots. I'm like, camera C is no. It was bad. It was more. It
the camera
the
actually
audio.
At one point just ended up sat on the floor.
Yeah.
So like, I can't even make it up.
Go,
I was like,
what
in
going,
the hell?
He actually said, what I was going for there. I was like, you actually started out with what I was going for there. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you weren't going for anything. You just let the camera on sat on the floor. So, you know.
Yeah.
He slowly moved into a different position. But once again,
yeah.
I'm not saying if it was a male or female. I'm not saying if it's male or female or whatever, but he did not do what we were expecting.
But we got plenty of crotch shots in case we ever do a crotch paranormal production.
Crotch
Too bad
yeah,
it was a nude filming.
Right.
I know, right?
A nude paranormal production.
Exactly. He probably would have had a job then, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was special. Whoa, can't exactly hear you. Where are you at in the studio? Oh, my.
What's that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where he went in the studio, but it's. I can't hear him very well.
Yeah, he's probably walking around.
Yeah. Well, you must have. You must have wiggled wrong. Okay, well, we cannot really understand you. Just letting you know, it's very, very difficult to understand you.
Or with some technical difficulty.
Okay, he's gonna. Yeah, he's gonna reconnect here in just a second. No, but you know that just like that happened right there. You know, with the live bringing the live part to the production. Yeah, you don't always have the greatest of connections, do you?
That's correct.
See you there.
And I think we ran into that issue at the prison also. With the live stream.
Well,
yes,
can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, there you are. You're one
I don't
of
know
you
what
now.
Happened.
Fantastic.
Keep
you
keep
multiplied.
In mind when we were doing our live stream, we were live streaming from a fortress. You know, so it was like people didn't realize, hey, they're in a fortress. It may be a little bit of an issue, but.
Right.
And it literally
anyway,
was a fortress.
Yeah, I just thought it really was a fortress. So, you know, so see what happened? I started talking bad about someone and my connection went bad. So apparently that person is some sort
of
it's bitch
karma.
Or a,
is that karma or spiritual, you know?
They're a witch.
Yeah, karma. Spiritual karma. Both.
A man witch.
Yeah.
Yep.
But,
a man witch.
But I think that,
you may have made me think of a sandwich. Oh.
I just bought some. I had a sandwich at the local store for 88 cents. A can. It was great.
That's great.
But
that's great.
It is a good deal. But, you know, as you can tell, we have fun. You know, and we're kind of joking around with each other. And, you know, it's a good time.
We're serious
so
when need be.
To.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what it's all about, is having fun and joking and giving everybody a hard time. But we all mean it in you know, natural fun. That's part of being
a
family.
Well, you know, when you're at a place like 18 hours, you know, and then especially like after 2 a.m., you become a little bit more loopy, where things become
a little
delirious.
Bit more
funny. Yeah, it's a little
And then
funnier.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, it's like super crazy.
Yeah, at 5 a.m., anything's funny. You say the word car and you start laughing. You're like, why are you laughing at the word car? Like, I don't know. I guess I'm at my 5 a.m. right now because I'm just laughing at anything you say. But,
car.
You know, then you just get really, really dopey and tired and, like, done, which I think happened when we were there. I was done. There's a picture that circulating on the internet that, you know, your friend Eric was like, all right, let's take a group picture. I'm like, it's 5:30 in the morning. You know, it's kind of, we should have done this like when we first got there. And then I'm like, sitting in the chair.
But I think what got us all of our energy going was that when Steve came in and played that audio clip for us of when he thought it was us walking around up in the catwalks. And it was super loud. All the banging, the walking, and it sounded like people shuffling through and walking down the stairs. It was crazy.
Yeah, and he thought we were screwing with him. You know, okay, who was it? None of us.
Next time we should.
No, who was it?
We should start calling out his
name.
Steve.
Right, but we were honestly not that motivated to go screw with him at this hour.
No.
I mean, we were, you know, kind of beat. So
it was 4:30 in the morning.
Right. Well, I had sent him to go get all the equipment down at the far showers because I just wasn't feeling like going. That was
exactly.
Like there was a problem behind him. I was like, well,
no, I think all of us were like too tired.
Yeah,
it was. But I haven't even heard that yet. I've been.
I have the clip.
I've been tied up, and we were doing a couple other things and working on some projects and getting our convention started. And then, you know, I was getting ready to promote the convention. Then I had some personal stuff come up, and on top of it, when we were having our convention, they were running a convention that weekend. So I was like, it might be in poor taste to kind of like piggyback off, you know, and start taking away from their steam. So, you know, because Daryl, who we're, you know, really good friends with over at Post Town, they did the non-con, which is just a free event. And, you know, the same day that he was going to, you know, it was Friday, Saturday. Or I don't know if it was Friday, Saturday. I think they did something Friday night and Saturday. And I was going to release the site. Only for the fact that, let me backtrack, is another event canceled there. So I was going to be like, all right, they canceled, so come to our event. But then I realized that his event was actually that weekend. So, you know, we didn't release it, but, you know, the website is essentially ready. And if that didn't just confuse everybody, then if you
completely confused the living crap out of, I think, everyone.
Basically, we're doing an event post on the SuperCon 5, which is still the only and the SuperCon. Will be November 10th and 11th. The expo and all the speakers will be 11th. And there will be a Post Town Elementary, conveniently located between both Cincinnati and Dayton, Ohio.
Nice.
Yeah.
He should really use that in his thing because he does not. And it is really conveniently located. It's not far from Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, it
it's like about 40 minutes from the
It was about
border,
40
so.
Minutes from the Kentucky line, yeah.
And it's, you know, it's like what I think is really good and easy is that it's by all of our, you know, main interstates. You know, so you could take I-71, you could take, you know, I-75. So any and if you're anywhere in this general area, you can just hop on one of the main interstates and you're within, you know, an exit or two from, it's, I would say it's within about 20 minutes from all the major exits. It's a cool location because it's between everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was looking at the location. It does seem pretty amazing.
And we've gotten good stuff.
I love it.
And we've gotten good stuff mm-hmm. from multiple trips. And especially a lot of ghost box and red pot was crazy red pot activity, which we've had somebody mm-hmm. try to debunk when we were live, which was fun. And we actually had four different red pot on a desk, and they were going off simultaneously. And
yeah.
And then we would say, "Hey, can you make this one off?" And it would go off. And then we would say, "This, you know, like which one to make it go off?" And then they all went off at the same time. Which we've never had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to use different ones to set them out throughout the room, but I've never had a blanket effect like that. It was crazy. And then we actually had the come through the speaker.
Oh, wow.
I've never had that either.
No, I've never heard of that.
That was really weird. Totally weird. Never, ever in my life. It was the strangest thing. I still don't get it.
Well, I will be bringing a totally new box out there to that event, so I'm not going to really use it much before I bring it out. I might just do some little bit of testing, but the first field test will be at that Paracon.
That's awesome.
We do have two nights,
and
to
it will be a theme that I think Nikki will really enjoy. Going to be a Ouija board type of design.
Yeah, we all know I love my Ouija.
I've never
right.
used a Ouija board.
You need to. Let's Ouija.
It's scary.
This could be your first experience.
I say that, and I was a featured person at the Ouija Con. That's kind of a weird.
Have the ghost box going at the same time.
I've been around boards. I've seen them being used. You know, I've never
okay, but that's
of
different
course,
from actually
lie.
Taking part in it.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I could lie and say that I've been on it. You know, would it make more sense if I lied? I'd be like, yeah, I've used them a ton of times. I mean, no one would know the difference.
Probably, that's what most people in this field do.
Right. I've honestly never used one.
That
you know,
makes it.
So I would be lying if I told you I actually sat down and used one. I kind of screwed around with one a couple times, but never like sat and like, you know, was hardcore.
Well, this could
into
be
it.
You and we can get it on live on the live broadcast with you and Nikki doing your session, your first session.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Popping that Ouija.
Look at the old guy.
The old guy. Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
But, you know, well, I, you know, when we were there, we were talking more about like paranormal in general and the use of it in paranormal, you know, investigating and stuff. So, you know, like I said, I've been around and I've tested the different theories and seen them done, but I've just never, you know, hopped on board. You know, I've done investigating after they've used Ouija boards. I've done investigating while they're using Ouija boards, but I've never physically. You know what it is? I don't like to sit. I think that might be the thing that is kind of.
Oh, God. You
know
what? They don't respond fast enough for him.
Can you imagine me just
Lord,
sitting down there relaxed? And being,
no.
Like, you know, I don't think.
You would drive me
I'm not a
fucking
sitter.
Nuts. Sorry for my language.
No, that's fine. And
but
that's actually the thought process
okay?
behind it. That's the
that
thought process
true,
behind it.
Though.
Two times people have asked me, like, are you ready? I'm like, yeah, sit there, relax, and try to get going. I'm like, I don't think I've sat and relaxed in years.
Okay, the last time you sat
during
an investigation, the last time you sat during an investigation and it was quiet, you fell asleep. Yeah.
That was like 4 years ago.
And I let you sleep. I didn't even wake you up. I didn't even wake you up. I know, but I'm just saying.
I probably sat. I've sat since then.
Not to that. Not quietly, you know, like not quietly sitting. Usually, if you're sitting, you're complaining. Why are we not doing anything? Why are we not doing what we need to be doing? We should be doing this.
Even during our Live Paranormal Productions. Live Paranormal Productions, we don't sit. We don't even go to the bathroom. You just pee yourself. Wear black.
But it wasn't that how we were pretty much that night, though? We were, like, all over the place. I mean, because we had so much to do. And, I mean, it was nonstop. I mean, yes, we did go and, you know, take a little break, but that was between sessions.
Yeah.
So,
I think I totally see
what.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We don't take breaks. And I think even when you guys were out there smoking, or I don't know if you were smoking or not, Rob, but she was. I sent her a text message, like, come back soon. This is ridiculous. You know, so.
Oh, he jumped all up in my stuff. There was all, what are you doing? Blah, 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 blah.
That's
where I have to lay up the smack down.
We don't go up
but
to
that's
the
a
location,
producer. That's a producer. A producer is always like that. What are you doing? Why aren't you over here? You know, we got to go here. This is what we got to do next.
Right, and
smoking
that's fine,
that.
But if he knows what's good for him, he might just want to let me have my space for a few seconds sometimes.
Right. That's a daily
thing. You
want to
deal with the wrath?
It's a daily thing, but no, I never sit. That's just by, even at our events, I don't think I'll sit all weekend. You know, I keep hitting the expo floor and make sure everyone has everything and make sure people are having fun and no, that's just my thing. No,
I'm literally up and running the entire time. Yeah, so running.
But that's a good quality to have. Yeah. No, Nikki, yes, I've seen you in action during, you know, I mean, but Nikki, that's how you always are. During, you know, even live streams, you're like that.
Not at home,
though. Even,
not at home. Not at home. Not lately,
I mean,
at home.
And I've seen... But I've seen you during shows, whatever, and you're all over the place. But no, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I think if you're hosting an event, and that's if you look at our lineup and our vendors, we have a lot of repeat vendors because, you know, people say, hey, we go to these shows and we never see the promoter. And they're like, we go to your show and we see you too much. You know, so that's a good thing.
They're like, Rob, leave me alone.
Yeah. Yes, we don't need anything. Alone, you just asked 10 minutes ago. Nothing has changed in 10 minutes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But I mean, if you're putting out.
No, but that's a good thing.
I think you have to kind of do that, but I guess that's not a lot of mindset that is not universal in our industry.
Not in the field anymore. No.
Unfortunately. Is it a field or a hobby? Field or a hobby? I think
whichever.
It's a hobby. Field sounds
whatever you
want to
call it.
Like, it's too scientific. Too, like, important.
There are those of us who take this as, you know, something that is important to them. And, you know,
so could
we
there
treat
be
it
a field inside
and,
of a hobby? Could hobby be, like, the overall, and then inside the hobby there's a field?
I don't know.
Or is it
two
different things? Or are there hobbyists, and then is there a field? So there's a field is, like, part of the tree. And then there's hobbyists, which is another part of the tree.
Field can't be
and
part of a tree.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like something else with back into the more into the field portion. You know, something else that I want to start doing. So I have a couple of ideas and something that I think would be amazing. So I'll have to share it with you guys, you know, off the air, and then, you know, I'll run some ideas by you, and then if you guys think it's going to be cool, then you'll announce that. But I have something that would be pretty amazing.
So, so if you if the people listening never hear an announcement, then the bottom line is we didn't think it was cool. Is that what you're putting out there right now?
Or we never made that
yep.
phone call where we all sat down and had that conversation.
Right.
So it's up in the air. They'll never know.
Awesome. It was just too awesome, and we just couldn't handle it. That could be the other option.
Too legit to quit. Okay.
Right.
No, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but,
no,
you know
I've seen some stuff this week alone on the internet that had to do with the paranormal genre, I'll say. And it made me want to come up with something new to call what I do because some of it was so ridiculous. And I was just like, okay, I don't even want to classify myself in this right now. I'm going to call it something else. And I'm like, what can I call it? You know, because sometimes
the
shenanigans that people pull are just so...
it's just
no, because they've already done that too.
Unknown. And then researcher
uh-huh.
or investigator and...
And that's
yeah.
the thing. I mean, exactly, because it's like everybody's focused in on, I think they're all focused in the wrong direction.
Yes,
and I think
I agree.
That we all need to
reevaluate it, yeah.
Kind of recategorize it or something. Mm-hmm. And that's
yes.
why, you know, one of the ideas that I want to, you know, that I thought of, and this was, you know, somebody else that has retired brought it up, and I said, you know what, that's where I was at one point, was doing an investigation, but I was doing an investigation at the same location over and over. It was to bring out the story about this location and the people
right.
that passed away in this location and telling their story.
Yep.
So that's
yep.
kind of like the concept that I want to do as an investigator again, because that brings
mm-hmm.
out the fun of it. I mean, yes, you have to do a lot of research. You have to do
right.
a lot. I mean, it's a lot of research
mm-hmm.
and a lot of interviewing people. And to bring out the death on somebody and what do you think this mystery behind this person's death was and get
right.
everybody's
I love that kind of
and
stuff.
Start doing,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and start doing the research behind it. And start doing
mm-hmm.
all the investigating and interviewing to get everybody else's opinion and bring it along and bring that whole story to fruition. So, you know, that's something that I want to get back involved with. So I think it will be
yeah.
a fun project. And if I could have people help me out in that project, hey, that would be great. You know, that would give somebody else
right.
to say, hey, I was part of that. So that's something that I want
right.
to do again.
Right. Well, and that's what I think, you know, a lot of times everyone's more worried about outdoing the next person when in reality they're just doing the same exact thing. And, yeah, we all fall into that same exact thing criteria in some aspects. But, you know, the reason why you go in and why you're doing this is one of the things that sets us all apart from each other because, you know, there's so many that aren't in this for the right reasons. And it's really come to light for
yeah.
me, at least this week, where I have seen some stuff.
Well, see, and that was the thing. Like, what got me into the paranormal was, you know, all my experiences that I was having as a kid. I
mm-hmm.
wanted answers.
Yep.
Okay, but then, you
yep.
know,
me too.
I got pretty much all the answers that I was looking for pretty much as
mm-hmm.
far as I can get. But then now it's like, okay,
right.
now what? So now I want to,
right.
you know, either help others, which I've done,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
but then now I want something more. What else can I do to, you know, help somebody else that has passed on? How can I help tell their story? And that's
right.
what's driving me to do that idea.
Mhm. Definitely. I get it.
So,
I like
no,
it.
No. Yeah. No. Exactly. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think everybody, you know, don't get tied up with what everybody else is doing. Don't get tied up with what you're seeing on TV. Don't get tied up in that whole thing because it's really not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get you kind of caught up in what everybody else is doing. And just to
mm-hmm.
find your own niche and get into that and just go from there and share your ideas
yeah.
with people. Bounce your ideas off of
Amen.
Others. And that's going to
exactly.
help everybody grow.
Exactly.
Well, the bottom line, too, for people is, you know, people, in my opinion, there's only so many different forms of going into a building, sitting down, talking to the walls and saying, is there anybody here?
Yeah, but you know what? That's where I do what I do is different. I don't necessarily go in and talk to the walls every day. You know, when I go and move into a case, you know, no, but I'm just saying, there are days when I do not attempt to communicate. I'm just living in the space. I'm documenting what's happening there when I'm not trying to do those things, as well as when I do try to initiate conversation. You know,
I'm looking up on the thesaurus right now.
That's something that people don't do.
So you would be an unknown documentary producer.
Yeah, I'm a documentarian, and that's what I tell people. I come in to document things. I don't come in to get anything out of a space. I don't believe I have the power to do that. You know, there's so many different aspects and things that go into play with that. You know, a lot of times the people who are calling you who want that help don't really want it. They want a TV show to come in. You know, and they don't really want things out. They just want, you know, where's the film crew? Where, you know, like, and then it's just, you know, one person showing up. They're like, what? And yeah, that's another thing I do that's different where, you know, I go in, I'm, you know, at times by myself, you know, in the space and I'm there for extended periods of time and I love it. I've learned so much about the places I've been able to do that in. And it's, you know, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm still
I mean, I've come across the same thing. You know, you walk up and you have two or three people with you, and they're like, "Wait, where's the film crew?" And it's like, "No," you know, and they're looking for attention, and you know, and then you start having two or three people interview the same person, and the stories are changing.
You got two or three different stories. People just want their attention.
They're looking for attention. They want media attention. That's all they want. So it's crazy.
I've come across that a
few times
too. And
it's a waste of our time because it's all on our dime.
Exactly. And I don't have two to rub together anymore, so I got to be few and far between when I do that. You know,
no.
I got to really. It's not easy.
No, it's not. What I've learned, you know, and I think I'm saying a lot. No, exactly. And I think I'm saying that to a lot of the listeners out there because, you know, I saw the people that were watching the live streams and some of the things, and it touched me. I mean, watching all these people commenting and staying up with us, you know, you know, there's people on the other side of the world, literally, and they were up with us. And it was like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
It kind of touched me in a different way.
Yeah, they send me messages left and right. When are you going to be live? I miss you. Why don't you know? You need to go. Can you? You need to go back to that place you were at. They've got plenty of room. Can't you live there? You know, it's because I guess I did it for so long at so many nights. You know, they were like, go. Can you go back there? And then they're publicly posting it. And you know, I've got like the previous location I was at. The family's like, yeah. Will you come back? You know, your room's ready for you. And I'm like, I got kids.
Wow.
Hello. Bring them too. And
wow.
I'm like, whoa.
That's cool. But that's why, you know, I just want to be honest and open with listeners out there because, you know, we're not anything special. I mean, you know, anybody could come join us and, you know, and that's the one thing I do like. You know, I enjoy bringing somebody that has never been on an investigation before.
Me too.
Along with me and show them, you know, certain things and explain things to them and show them how, you know, an investigation is really done and what it's truly like. And some people, you know, I have taken several times and they end up, you know, being like the best investigators I've ever worked with. I was like, wow, this is amazing. So, you know, that's something that I just endure to my heart. And, you know, people that have questions, there's no such thing as a stupid question. We don't know it all. We know.
Amen.
Yes, we might have experienced a lot, but I don't know. You know, I don't have all the answers. Nobody has any.
I have my own theories.
How many of us?
But, you know, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, if I know I'm right
they
never know.
I don't recommend just grabbing anybody off the street and making them a cameraman because you end up with crash shots. Just throwing that out there.
This is true. Lots and lots of stuff. So,
well, operating in a camera is one thing. No, operating in a camera is one thing. Having somebody else help you out, you know, investigate is another.
Right.
And, you know, the people who've never gone before or who, you know, like when I was at Post Town, I got the pleasure of staying for an extended period of time. And there was a birthday party, and it was 16-year-olds. And, you know, most people would be like, 16-year-olds? Oh, my God. No, are you kidding me? It was great. They asked questions that I would have never, ever thought of. And, you know, we were on the road at that point quite a few days. And they had some of the best questions, and it kind of, you know, it helped us reignite that, you know, I guess those questions that we're asking, because a lot of times we all fall into that rut of, you know, how many are here? What is your name? Mm-hmm. You know, we go through the same questions, you know, that the entities have to be beating their heads against the wall if you're going to a place that's frequently investigated, because they got to be like, for God's sake, I just, seriously, they have to, like, a pre-record, you know, they're like, oh, you know, whatever. And, you know, it was neat to see those different types of questions brought to the table that we would have never thought. It was so much fun. It was
Give
fun.
Me
yeah.
five
no, I've been on the... no, I've been on the public... right? But, no, I've been on a public investigation where, you know, a couple of adults brought their kids. And at first I was a little hesitant, but... You know, so I told everybody, look, everybody just join in. And these two kids were asking all of the questions. So I was like, oh, my God, they're asking, like, the best questions I would have never thought of asking. And it was amazing. And they were getting responses. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It was so
cool.
Oh,
yeah. And it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. I know I enjoy that opportunity to do
that's
that.
Why I say there's never, ever a dumb question, because you might think of something that nobody else has ever thought of. Because like you said,
exactly.
You know, we do this so much. It's like, okay, you almost get, you know, you run out of things to ask, or you're just burnt out, you're tired, whatever. And you're like, I don't even know what to ask.
I don't even know what I'm doing tonight. You know, okay. You know, you got to go start running, and you're like, okay, so how's the weather? You know, like, you're like, okay, I don't know. You know, you're running out. It's like you've gone on speed dating, and you're on that final person or something. You're just like, whatever. I just don't even know anymore. You know? So
no,
it's nice to have that opportunity to, you know, refresh and have some different points of view brought to the table that are definitely different. Definitely were different. And it was a good time. We laughed. You know, some of the questions were kind of like, what? And they were great. And it was so cool. Awesome.
Exactly.
And Rob is still in his thesaurus. Gosh, I can't even talk tonight.
No, I just... You're taking over.
What are you looking up?
Go for it.
What's the word for the day?
What word are we on now, Rob?
I was... there's nothing good.
There's nothing good at all. Thesaurus? Are you kidding me?
Wow. You're looking up crotch shot.
I
know, right? He's watching the crotch shot video.
No, I don't know. I think maybe... from what I understand, the Indians are playing in Anaheim tonight. So that might... Might be where I veered off at, but
oh, it's all downhill from there.
But we need to we have to bring. I mean, I do have a drone, so next time we come out, then I'll have to. Too bad I couldn't, you know, do any drone shots of the prison, or else that would have been pretty cool.
That would have definitely been cool, but unfortunately some people at that particular place decided to use it to go over the fence to the place next door, which is an operating and functional prison. Therefore, drones are not permitted on the interior, as long as you do not catch any of those windows that have the piece of paper that says, do not shoot anything from this window. You'd probably be all right. But, you know, I personally do not trust myself enough to fly a drone inside of that area. I don't even know about outside, really. Like, I have one, but I've never had it take flight, let's put it that way, because I'm too afraid. I'm afraid. That is something I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm afraid of breaking it. That I'm afraid
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nothing else. Just that.
So what is Rob doing?
I'm not sure. I've got a child in the background who's supposed to be asleep who's laughing really, really loud in between, so I keep muting out.
This time you're going to give him some
there he is. He got disconnected. Hello, Rob. Rob? Seriously? Rob?
I think he's still disconnected.
Dude, what is he doing?
He lost his
mic. Yep. You know what it was? He got so excited with some find in the thesaurus. Good God, I cannot talk. That he must have gotten so excited that he just completely lost it and just mic dropped and yeah, I don't know.
No, he
there,
just did a mic drop.
Hello. Rob.
So how's the planning for the Paracon going?
Good.
Can you guys hear me?
Now we can.
I keep getting call failed. Every time I try to make some kind of funny comment, it fails. In all aspects.
Well, there you go. That was just the whole world letting you know that was probably just
It's that spiritual karma happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fail. Yeah. It says right on the screen.
Fail.
Wow.
They're just reminding you.
So what did I miss in the past 3 minutes?
Oh, I was just asking how the Paracon's coming along.
Mm-hmm.
Very well, I think. Of course, mm-hmm. I have a biased opinion, but look for that website to be updated with all of the guests, most of the bios. I caught myself because
nice.
All of the bios will not be ready. most of the bios will be ready. I'll be honest with you, bios are a bit of a pain because if we're highlighting like 60 people, that's 60 pages mm-hmm. and 60 bios we have to put up. So, some people might have a coming soon next to them, like 60 people. So,
right,
you know,
like 60 of them, right, yeah.
Right, 60 out of the 60 will have a coming soon. But at least they'll be
right.
their face on and stuff. And we have a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
We're definitely looking forward to it. And it's nice to be back at a paranormal location itself.
Yes.
Post Town definitely has the room to host the event in all aspects. It's got a big
yeah.
old school. It's got the gymnasium. It's got, great speaking rooms. It's got a cafeteria. So there's a lot of areas that, I guess – I'm always a little bit hesitant because I do like the grand ballrooms. We've been spoiled in the grand ballrooms over the past 3 years.
Rob
right.
is like a diva, so his paranormal conventions literally have like actual cloth tablecloths and flower arrangements and tall tables over the lobby area, peruse,
right.
and chandeliers, yes. So this is, that's what Rob's used to.
Change of space.
Well, that's okay.
That
even if it's in the gym, that'd be awesome.
Well, and that's,
yes.
as long as the people come and they like it, that's the bottom line. And it's cool because they're getting the atmosphere of one of the most haunted places in the United States. So it's not like it's just like in a gym at a current school, that's, down the street or anything. It's an actual haunted location. So, it's...
where things are known to happen during the day as well as the night. So you never know. You could be, paying to come to to the speaking and vendor area.
Right.
Honestly, I love things during the day anyway, myself personally.
Yep. You never know.
Exactly.
You never know. Yeah. We are down to 45 seconds, beep.
All right.
So, Rob, if you would like to tell people where they might be able to get a hold of you in order to get one of your boxes or find more out about your boxes?
You can go to find me on Facebook at Rob Hernandez. You'll just see a picture of me, or you can go to pchparanormal.net. Let's go there. And you can find me on Live Paranormal very soon.
Awesome. All right, we're down to 10 seconds. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. We'll be back this time next week. Bye, everybody.
Well, have a great night, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.